All right. And we are recording. Hey, co-op listeners. This is Lynn Coles here interviewing folks around town who have been doing really awesome work to make sure that their community members are healthy and stable during the COVID-19 crisis. And we're doing these interviews for a show called In Touch Interviews, which is organized to help make sure that folks know what kinds of organizations and groups and people and resources and programs and whatnot are out and around town and available to people to make sure that they can keep themselves well-resourced and connected to their communities during this crisis and then moving forward to keep our communities well-organized and reflective of what the needs are among community members. And so these interviews have been really awesome over the last year, getting to know folks around town who are doing just incredible stuff, like Joy Chevalier over at the Cook's Nook, and we interviewed the Texas Health and Human Services Department about the mental health hotline that they put together for COVID-19. And just to continue in examining some of the issues that are important to women and women-identifying people in the Central Texas area, we're interviewing today Diana Gomez, who is a co-founder of La Politica, which is an organization founded in Central Texas to envision a world where Latinas and Latinx people always have a seat at the political table, to create opportunities, to make sure that people are aware of important issues to the Latinx and Latina communities in the Central Texas area. So, Diana, I'm just so stoked to talk with you about La Politica and learn a little bit about the organization and share updates with folks from, you know, the kind of work and organizing that y'all have been doing since the start of COVID.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me on.
Definitely. Well, let's start off with a kind of like general sense of the organization. What would you say that if you had to say the mission of La Politica, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, I think to add this missing diversity mm-hmm. to politics in Central Texas. Specifically politics that might claim to be progressive, but an essential part of being progressive is to have as many voices at this table and in all politics, actually, in democracy. Mm-hmm. And so we want to help make democracy happen in Austin. And a lot of times these diverse voices are missing. So we're trying to help people by slowly scooting into that table.
Yeah, scooting into that table, pulling up that chair. I dig it.
Yes.
Politics at large, there's lots of different levels, right? So we've got like a city politics, state politics, of course, and sometimes city politics and state politics are at odds with one another in Texas. And then there's, of course, like at the federal level also. Does La Politica have a focus or just kind of like general awareness and engagement with political issues and initiatives for people who might otherwise be underrepresented politically?
Definitely. So we have a focus on more local political involvement. Mm-hmm. Now, right now we're in live session. So it's difficult. That becomes local, especially mm-hmm. when a lot of the laws that are being passed affect us here locally across, you know, any community in Texas.
Yeah.
But with this being a ledge session during the COVID pandemic, when there are folks inside there that are maskless, but mostly because virtual testimony is not really an option.
Yeah.
There are times where, you know, we're really calling on local Austin folks to turn out at the Capitol, whether that's, you know, if they've been fully vaccinated and feel safe and have masks, you know, can go in and testify or mm-hmm. Register against or for a bill using that Wi-Fi just outside the Capitol,
yeah.
Which is totally a possibility. But we have more of a local focus. However, when the time calls, like, for example, a presidential election, mm-hmm. we did make that push for Austinites, but specifically Latinas and Latinx folks to turn out to the polls because we really needed this population to turn out in this very important election
yeah.
That, you know, really affected us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, we're seeing now so much pushback on that turnout, right? Like, I mean, the voter suppression bills in Georgia and in Texas, and I think even in like New Hampshire. We're seeing, you know, we're seeing like very pointed political action taken by non-progressive folks to make sure that there is a lack of representation at the polls moving forward. What's your messaging to people to get people to remain involved and to remember, you know, well, the exactly what you just said earlier, which is like to make democracy happen, we have to be part of it.
Exactly. Our messaging is that these voter suppression bills are essentially Jim Crow 2.0. And this is the messaging that's been coming out of Georgia. That's why so many Black and Brown activists have risen up against it. I mean, my God, like to not have the ability to give someone water when they're voting, and just a slew of other provisions that are showing up here in Texas as well. For example, making it harder for folks who are have disabilities to vote, making it so that poll watchers can essentially harass people at the polls. And we know historically in Texas, people who have been harassed at polls are Black and Brown folks. And so we're pushing the messaging that this is an attack on democracy, that it's Jim Crow 2.0, especially because it's attacking marginalized populations. And the reason that they're doing this, you know, they're claiming their messaging is quote unquote voter integrity, but that's not what this is. This is these are measures that they're trying to get passed, and they're trying to pass them because so many young people, so many Black and Brown voters did show up to the polls nationwide. And so this is a multi-state effort. They're trying to get so many bills that look just like each other passed in as many states as possible. And, you know, instead of scaring folks, and you know, this should terrify folks, but folks should know that they need to fight back because they have that power, because, you know, these terrible politicians that are trying to attack democracy, suppress our votes, they're scared of us and our vote, especially young people of color. We have so much power. You know, we really turned out nationwide to elect this next president. And we should know, we should be confident in our power, confident in our voice, that it matters, that it's important. And that's why it's so important to keep voting, to keep showing up. And at this time, contact our representatives at the Texas House and Senate and let them know that we won't stand for this, and to also pressure companies to let those politicians know that they won't stand for it either.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really just I get chills when I think about how awesome it is that, like, you know, in theory, we have this political project set up that is this you know, representative, I think Democratic Republic is like the actual structure, and like the great equalizer among everybody, like no matter how much income you make, no matter where you live, no matter what your background is, like the fact that everybody's vote is supposed to be equal is like incredible. It's like a wild and awesome idea that is just like so rad in this political experiment that like is this country. And then to see people chip away at that, it's like, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, we have this incredible equalizer that says everybody is actually democratically the same. Like, let's roll with that and continue on this like incredible project. But then you just, you know, you see people being like, oh, well, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, then no. Or if you're, you know, from a poor community, then no. But it's like, I still like marvel sometimes at how awesome it is that like we have this ability to literally equalize everybody, and to see people attack that is just like so disheartening.
100%. I mean, to turn out to vote, like our ability to vote in this democracy means that everybody has equal access. Everybody has the same opportunity to turn out and to voice their opinions, right? And now they have politicians that say, well, I really want to choose my voters, actually. So I'm going to make sure to minimize as many of the voices as I can that I've noticed won't elect me. And that's not how it should happen. It should always be the people electing their representatives,
mm-hmm.
and not representatives manipulating our democracy in order to use to their advantage.
Yeah. And it does. I live in the Travis Heights area. So Chip Roy is my state representative. And I do really love calling his office Pretty Office and just reminding him and all the staff there. I'd be like, I know we don't agree, but like, you actually represent me too. Like,
yes.
My political like franchise, my mm-hmm. investment is like in you right now. And even though I didn't vote for you, mm-hmm. even though we have different politics, but like, you got to show up for me out there too. Which is just, you know, kind of like a lost idea sometimes among politicians. But y'all are doing the work. Y'all are making sure that people are represented and are counted and their voices are heard. It's such an important project. So let's see. We've got this election day coming up on May 1st. What are the high points for you? What are you most interested in? What do you want to see movement on? And also this should just be a reminder to listeners that like we have a really important election coming up on May 1st.
Yes, definitely. So right now what we really want to push is that this is happening. A lot of people have no idea that we have an election coming up because it is a special election.
Mm-hmm.
These are propositions that were brought forth and there's about eight of them, happening May 1st. We have early voting period as well, so there's a lot more time if you can't go out on that specific day from April 19th to April 27th. VoteTravis.com, I love that website, gives
mm-hmm.
you all the information you need. I'm also a big fan of Bruce Alphon. I think he's so cool.
Totally.
As a voter registrar.
Yes.
I don't think people realize not every county has a Bruce Alphon. Like, we are so lucky.
Yeah.
And so we have such a great resource. In him and in this website, in finding out, you know, where do I go? What are the propositions? You know, what's a sample ballot?
Yeah.
But what we're really trying to push is, you know, there are a lot of propositions and there are, you know, some really, really important ones. Recently, La Política got together with another organization called the Women of Color Collective,
mm-hmm.
Here in Austin, just to talk specifically to young women of color, and to other folks who follow our pages, who are interested in the same issues that we're interested in as well, who might not, you know, identify that way either,
mm-hmm.
but want to be, you know, allies, talking about specifically Proposition B, because it affects our houseless neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their Proposition B would essentially criminalize, you know, being houseless. And so we had a conversation about that, it's still up on our Instagram and on the Women of Color Collective's Instagram as well, if folks want to check that out. And, just talking about, you know, where this came about, this proposition, you know, what actually will it do and what will it not do?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some other, you know, great alternatives and what are some other organizations to support if you'd like to support our houseless neighbors? And we're pushing people, honestly, our big ask is to turn out and vote because, you know, since this is a special election, a lot of these propositions can be decided by just a handful of votes. That is very possible. It's happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone could just make sure to turn out and bring a friend with them or tell a friend about it, that might make all the difference. You could be amongst a handful of votes that decides all of this.
Yeah,
so
12.
It's just so,
right.
So important.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll be providing more information about the propositions, you know, reminders about turning out to vote on our social media. So
mm-hmm.
if any folks, want to keep up with us, if any folks want to know this information and share it with their friends, they're more than welcome to check out our Instagram and our Facebook pages. And our handle is at La Política TX. And so that's LA, the word politics with an A at the end, TX. And we'll have all that stuff there. And we're pretty fond of making things into culturally relevant memes for
okay.
young Latinx people. So it'll be pretty, hopefully, entertaining.
Yeah.
And make them want to share.
yeah, and infinitely shareable and easily digestible, too. So folks can kind of, like, get
yeah.
that info, know what's important, take it to their friends and family members and community members. And get the folks out to the polls for sure. I remember the first time when I was doing my volunteer deputy registrar training. I was in a Zoom call. It was like at the beginning of COVID, but I was in a Zoom call with Bruce Elfont, and I was like melting. I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's real!" I was starstruck. You know, it was awesome.
He was so great. I just saw him because you know we just spoken about the election bills, the voter suppression bills actually that are going through the state legislature right now, and. Just a few days ago, went into this overflow room for a hearing, and Bruce Elfont was there. And I got nervous, and I just took a picture of him from afar, but was too nervous to ask him for a picture.
Right.
Even though I knew he would have been fine with it.
Right, selfies with Bruce Elfont. Yeah, that's awesome. obviously, like a couple more times, shout out for the election that's happening on May 1st. There are some important propositions you can find if listeners are interested in finding out information about those. You can follow La Politica on Instagram and on Facebook. It's La Politica TX. That's also the website, yeah. LaPoliticaTX.org. Those are the handles as well on Instagram and Facebook. And I want to shout out a little bit, or just nod, I guess, to the fact that we've got Earth Day coming up this month. And is there anything specifically like environmental with regards to political policy that you and other organizers and parts of the La Politica community find really important?
Yes. One of our co-founders, that there are four of us, is extremely, I mean, we're all, you know, very passionate about, you know, caring about our environment, about the world we live in, and want to keep it, you know, healthy and as clean as possible, you know, for folks, for our families. But she, had studied, climate and environment, and stuff that in school, and is a really, big, activist in that community. And so, you know, on occasion we will share information about climate justice issues,
awesome.
Particularly because, that is another really important field that can lack a lot of diversity, and lack a lot of input from young people of color. And we just want to remind folks that this is an issue that is a justice issue. This is an issue that affects a lot of young people of color. For example, there are a lot of neighborhoods where a lot of poor folks, immigrants, there are people of color live in. A lot of times the environment, the air quality there is a lot much worse than in other parts of their city.
Yeah.
And so we want to really bring that type of stuff to light and also let folks know, which elected officials are responsible for certain things that they can contact. And so we'll definitely be pushing through a lot of that stuff, and especially making that connection between indigenous communities, as I've always having been land protectors. And tending to the land, and just knowing how essential, caring for the earth is to our culture and to our heritage.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just getting chills. That was just remarkable. Thank you so much for your voice and for sharing that part of your really amazing work. So we're coming up on 20 minutes here. I feel like I just want to keep on chatting, but we'll hold off for now. Yeah. And so I guess what does engagement look like for La Politica when we're not in a pandemic? What do you guys see for the future? Do y'all have kind of like regular community meetings or town halls, or how do people kind of participate?
Yeah. So we were so lucky to have been able to have the launch of our organization in February of last year.
Oh,
so right
wow.
before everything hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We had this amazing gathering of young Latina women. There were about, close to 30 of us at this really beautiful space in East Austin called Resistencia Bookstore.
Oh, love it.
I volunteered there since I was a student at UT for a little over 10 years.
Cool.
And the caretaker there let us use it as a space. But everyone commented that they've never been in a room with this many Latinas before ever in Austin.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
How great it was.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was so great. And so to have us all together, sharing food and talking about, a couple things. One was how amazing and great we are.
Yes.
I think especially a lot of women, we don't have a lot of spaces to tell ourselves that. I think a lot of times we might tend to doubt ourselves and have, an imposter syndrome or something like that. And really just celebrate ourselves and how amazing and important we are. And we do that because it's so important to remind ourselves of how really important our voices are, because that's even more so of a reason to use that important and amazing voice to vote, to be civically engaged, and to run for office. If you don't see yourself in politics, put yourself there and know that you are amazing and that you have these really great perspectives on life, this really great background, this really great lived experience that so many people want to see represented. So I feel like for our future, you know, post-COVID world, we would love to get back into those gatherings, you know, maybe, you know, outside and, you know, safer spaces, to be able to have that community that we often really miss in Austin. And so to have those spaces to share and to talk and to teach each other, honestly, about, hey, what is a precinct chair?
Right.
What is a voter deputy registrar? You know, a lot of times, folks don't get civically engaged because they don't have a lot of this information.
Yeah.
And it's not out of, you know, just ignorance and not wanting to know. It's because a lot of this information has historically been kept from marginalized communities.
Yep.
And so we want to take it upon ourselves to educate each other on it and to empower each other with this information that hopefully they can share with other people, and just create that pipeline by creating this community. So I think that's the ultimate vision and goal.
Yeah, representation. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Well, for listeners, we've been speaking with Diana Gomez, who is a co-founder of La Politica AT, I'm sorry, La Politica TX, which is a political engagement organization here in the Central Texas area, specifically for Latinas and Latinx folks, to become engaged and well aware and well informed of the political issues that seem to be kind of distant sometimes, but are obviously, you know, like right in front of us, right in our backyards, right in our front yards, and with, you know, affecting us and our neighbors. So, Diana, I want to celebrate you and your work and the co-founders who have put together this amazing organization. I can't wait until y'all can get back in the same place and hug each other and get that spirit rolling again. Not that it's gone anywhere, but this has just been so lovely. I'm so grateful to you. And we will share your links on our website, so listeners can go to the coop.org website if they'd like to get linked to La Politica TX, and also to some information about the May 1st election coming up. So, Diana, thanks again so much, and we'll be in touch for sure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. All right.